Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm continuing my series on how to be friends with money. If you're looking for a coach to help you manifest the desires of your heart, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay, this was not in the notes, but I was going to listen to an affirmation I'm listening to a lot right now. I was going to listen to my affirmation and walk, and I logged into YouTube and I saw this video, and there's a part of me that was like, no, I should not click it. I should not click it. I should not click it. But I'm glad that I did, because it did have a bunch of limiting beliefs that the person, the teacher, was trying to sell as truth. And it's only true if you believe it, you know? I'm grateful that I did click it, because it inspired me to talk about this really big thing. Stop limiting what you can earn by what your profession is. Stop limiting what you can earn by what your profession is. A job is a job. All serve a purpose. You get to earn based on the desire of your heart. And if you hold to that, you won't wind up in situations where you're believing crazy ass shit. Like this one was the video is an author talking to authors about, you know, money, and you know, like that's like broke people talking to broke people, right? And it's only that way because there is this belief that, oh, writers don't make money. That's not true. I make money every single month. Like, for real, like, you know, I make money every single month. Like, she was throwing out some numbers. I'm like, oh, I've already hit that number. You know, like, I'm like, why? Let's break this down. Why? Because I believe that I can. I believe that my novels sell. I believe that my services sell. I hold to that. And I show up for that. That's it. And so no matter what profession that you do, you can make money and make a lot of it if you choose to. No one gives us anything, right? It has to be a decision, right? It has to be some energy within you that says, this is my standard and I don't dip below that. And so when it comes to money, no matter what you do for a living, it set a standard for making money. Because if you perpetuate the beliefs of, oh, artists don't make money, or authors don't make money, or, you know, small business owners are always searching for their next dollar. If you are holding that belief, you will go into your profession that God has given you the gift and talent to do so that you can make money, as, you know, our gifts and talents are currency biblically. We go into it with the perception that we're not going to make money. I had limiting beliefs, man, are real. And you will start to live them out if you choose to believe them, even if it's just a fleeting. I remember when I first started my author business, writing romance fiction, I had hired a coach, a romance author. She did a coaching wing of her business. And she told me this thing about, oh, well, the first book always sells better than the fourth book in the series. And even this author said that in her video. And I'm like, who says? If they're standalones, it doesn't need to be the case. You're just selling a fucking book. You're selling a product. I was talking to someone I was thinking of hiring to help me out with something in the book business. And she was telling me, she's like, oh, well, you need to do this and you need to do this. And I'm like, well, I don't want to do that. Right? Like I don't have a desire. I'm not lit up. It's much better that I keep that energy, right? There's this concept of releasing schedules and you can only make money around a release. I'm like, it's a fucking product that you can sell always continuously. And so I actually had to go outside of the author space to get quality information to do my job, right? I had to go and look at some of the spiritual teachers I follow who release independent books, and they're selling constantly tons and tons of books. why they didn't hold the janky perceptions that so many other authors hold. Now, I know I'm going off about the author rant, but it applies to anything. If you decide you're going to make money and you're committed to the path of selling your services, selling your skill set, you know, changing jobs when you need to change jobs so that you can be open and receptive to the money that you want to make, there's no limit on what you can earn other than the limits that you place on yourself, other than the limits that you allow yourself to take on. And so, you know, going back to that coach I had hired, and she said that to me, and I started to see it play out. I'm like, that one little statement she said, I saw it play out. I'm like, no, I am not available for that. And I shifted that. I worked on it. I focused. I was like, no, there is not a world where the first book in a series sells better than anything else. Yeah, I get it. It's the first book. And most people like to start with the first book. I get that. But it doesn't mean if I have, you know, standalones that I can't sell those as well. And so I started to take that approach. You know, I started to look at the way I was selling my books. I was constantly directing all of my sales efforts towards the first book, thinking, oh, well, everybody will buy all the books. And I was like, well, why not sell the books like they're the only book I have? And when I shifted that, I started to feel more empowered. I started to see things change, right? And so don't take on somebody else's limiting perspectives, even if you perceive them as successful. I had a client recently, I was talking to him, and he was doing something with, he has a passive source of income as a rental property. And he says, well, I talked to somebody who has a lot of rental properties and they do it this way. And it's like, well, that's a completely different scenario than the way you are doing business. Just because somebody else is successful does not mean you have to copy them. You know, I'm deeply opposed to that. Deeply opposed to that. Why? Because then you strangle the brilliance that is flowing through you all the time. That is God, right? If I start copying some other person out in the internet land who calls themselves an intuitive coach, which I would never do because I was like an OG intuitive coach. You know? So I wouldn't do that, right? But anytime I have said like, oh, it seems like everybody's doing this in the industry, I'm like, those are the things that were harder to sell. Those were the things that maybe I did sell a lot of them. But by the time I was done from selling it to delivering whatever it is I was selling, I was exhausted and didn't ever want to touch it again. Like, that's not helpful. Right? When I can focus all my energy on the things that I do well. So believe that you can always make the amount of money you want to make. And you will have to clean up a lot of limiting beliefs as you take on this journey, because the society loves to tell us how the law of compensation works. But in actuality, the law of compensation means you believe you are holding the energy that you do your job well, that there is a need for what you do, and it's impossible to replace you. You're not waiting for somebody outside of you to convince you that that is the case. You believe that now, and you deserve to be compensated according to the energy behind that belief. And so work on the belief. Work on the belief. And I know there's probably saying, well, Amy, I don't feel like I do my job well. Well, figure out a way to do it well. You don't have to do every aspect of the job well. You don't have to do it like you're Superwoman. Do one aspect of your job really, really well. That's it. You've fulfilled the law of compensation. That makes you irreplaceable because there's no other human on this planet like you. So if you decide that you're going to do your job well, that aspect of your job well, and it's something that I want to be clear here. You might keep your desk incredibly clean at work, but if that's not something that can make your company money, right? Because companies exist to make money. Then keep your desk really, really clean and find something else that you can do that contributes to the overall mission of the organization that you are in. That's it. Make yourself irreplaceable. Right? Is that right? Is irreplaceable a word? Let's look it up. And if you are an artist, if you are a author, if you are someone who is doing a job that, yeah, it is a word, irreplaceable. am I using it correctly? Let's look here. Unique, unrepeatable, incomparable. Yeah, yeah, that's exactly. That's what you want to embody. And it's very easy. You just be yourself and you find something that you do well and do it full out. That's it. It's very easy. You know, I think there's a lot of garbage out there about the law of compensation. And because people are scared. They're scared of money. They're scared of their ability to create their reality with money. And so don't be scared. Don't be scared. Get out there and do it. Do it. And believe in it. And feel confident about what you do. And I don't care what it is that you do. You believe that you can make money. If you're waiting for the world to give you permission, you're going to be waiting forever. Forever. If you're waiting, okay, when I get to this place and I get to this place and I get here, then I can make a lot of money. Stop that game. Decide you can make a lot of money now and work that goal, right? We're meant to prosper, but we have to go out and get it. Okay, I just read this little bit about it in this little book someone sent me for my birthday last year, but I didn't read it until now. Let's see. Hold on, I'll get it. Okay. So good. And it's not anything you haven't heard if you've been listening to me or you've been playing with money manifestation for a while. But the way it was worded this time, I was like, that's right. That is right. Okay, here it is. I even highlighted it. God's will for you, just because it's God's will for you to prosper. However, that doesn't mean it will happen automatically. Listen, friends. It is God's will for you to prosper, but that does not mean it's going to happen automatically. This is how it happens. You have to believe. You have to reach out, meaning take action in faith and snatch them for yourself. So I'll read the words. It's Scripture Confessions for Finances. Keith and Megan Provence. That's what I'm reading from. I don't even know where it came from. My aunt sent it to me in a box and I just discovered it. Just because it's God's will for you to prosper. However, it doesn't mean it will happen automatically. You have to believe his promises, reach out in faith, and snatch them for yourselves. Yo, it's manifestation 101. You have a desire. God says yes to every desire. Truest desire. And then you have to take action. You have to believe it is possible. You have to act in faith. You have to hold faith. You have to move with certainty, right? And then allow yourself to receive it. That's manifestation in a nutshell. It's in every spiritual tradition, just as metaphysical folks call it. We've given it the fancy name manifestation. But even in this book, which is clearly probably a Christian-based book, even in that, they use the word manifestation. Pretty, you know, you pray for something, it shows up in physical form. It's manifestation. And then that middle part, us metaphysical folks started talking about what happens in between. And there is great magic in between. And Christian people talk about it too. Faith without works is dead. You must take action, right? So no matter what you do, you decide how you want to earn and you earn and you go into tunnel vision in terms of you're blocking out all the naysayers, all the people struggling in your field, all the people, because honestly, I said this to a client once, it came through spirit, but there she was really concerned. She wanted to write books, and her father had been a creative, and he had a lot of creative friends, and she's like, they were just always laying around smoking pot, not doing anything, and you know, so she had this perception that if she was a creative person. This was developed in childhood. This is the way childhood programming shows up in our adult life. Here it is now. She's in her 50s wanting to write these books and publish them. She had this fear that she wouldn't make money doing it because she saw these other creative types not doing that when she was a little kid. That's how things get imprinted. And so we had to walk that belief back, right? We had to identify. But one of the messages that came forward when I was talking to her was like, they were laying around smoking pot. They weren't working. If you work and work is the intention of taking actions that lead to money, right? That's work, right? And if you work, you will make money, period. You know, we have these lofty ideas. Oh, I have to be Picasso to make money. No, Picasso's Picasso because we decided he was Picasso. You know, that has nothing to do with his ability to earn, right? Or, you know, it's branding, or that's, we've decided certain things in culture, but it has nothing to do with what you can do. So you be in charge of your life. You decide how much money you want to make, and you make it your intention to create that reality for yourself. And the hardest part of it all, just like that video, and why I clicked the video is because I'm always testing to see where I am on my limiting beliefs, right? Because there was, I went to graduate school for writing, and the first day of my writing program, very expensive fucking writing program, they tell us all, oh, you're not probably going to make any money. And I was a manifester at that time, and I was metaphysical at that time, mid-20s. I had been in a sales job that I had basically used all the principles of manifestation to do exceptionally well, the best in the company. And so I quit my job to do this program, and they tell me this day one, I'm like, nope, this isn't for me. I don't want that garbage in my mind. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I do not want that in my mind. So really, a lot of your job will be blocking out the naysayers, saying, that may be true for you, but it's not true for me. It's not. It's not. This author, I clicked her video, and yeah, maybe I was holding somewhere deep down a limiting belief at some time that authors don't make money. But even at, so I clicked it and I watched it to test to see how I was feeling. Was I starting to feel anxious? That's how I know, like, I'm tapping into some type of limiting belief. But I didn't feel that. I knew exactly what she was going to say. She was going to continue to spout all the same bullshit that keeps people broke. And I don't live in that vibration. But what made me feel really good was as she started throwing out numbers, I was like, oh, I've already hit that. I've already hit that. Let's keep playing. If you believe it is possible. And mostly in this process of earning more and more money, again, hear me say this to you, you will be kicking out all the limiting beliefs that tell you that you can't. That's it. It's a journey. It's a process. So that's why, I know in a previous podcast in this series, I said, don't get all up in the boiling hot soup of, oh my God, Amy, I have this limiting belief. No, don't do that to yourself, because this is always going to be a part of the journey, right? We live in a society that's going to convince us outside of the power that is God that lives within all of us, right? And so it is going to be, that's the journey, that is the journey. So if you're getting caught up over one limiting belief, you're missing out on your life, because they're going to keep showing up. You'll just get better and better at identifying them, feeling more and more insecure in who you are, eradicating that belief from your consciousness so that you can do you, boo, and do it big, however way you define big. Yeah. Okay. That's my rant. It was not in the original show notes for this program, but I just want to say, no matter what you are doing, you can prosper. God gave you that gift. God would not have given you that gift just so you could go sit behind a desk at some job that you hate. Use your gift. Figure it out. Nobody teaches us how to do this. We all individually have to figure out how to make it work. It's no different than anything else in our life. We all have to figure out how our bodies work. We all have to figure out how to do our partnerships in a way that works for us. We all have to figure it out. It's no different when it comes to money. It's not like, oh, you're born and suddenly you just are going to make this amount of money. No, I know that there is there's a very false belief that circulates that it's like that, but it's not. It's not. Every fucking human being on this planet has to figure out how to make money work for them. So decide to make money work in a way that works truly for the life that you desire, and hold fucking firm to it. Hold firm to it. Hold it so firmly. And holding it firmly, you will be kicking out all the naysayers, all the long-standing limiting beliefs that keep people broke, all the stuff that people buy into just mindlessly. But you don't have to. That's why you're listening to this program. You want to be woke in your desire to create the life of your dreams. So be woke and don't limit how much you can earn. You decide what the number is and work towards that number and work diligently. And maybe you don't always hit it, but keep at it. And I guarantee you will hit it. Think of, you know, my previous show is telling you about my five-year-old self who started praying for her parents to divorce at five, right? Like, that girl did not let that go until it was done at 12. So that was 7 years of praying. But here's the thing. When we become adults, we forget that as long as we're still alive, that 7 years is going to come and go. So you might as well be all in and learn every lesson that you can learn so that you will hit the goal. Don't give up. Give up the belief that you can't earn what you want to earn, no matter what you do for a living. Right? Okay. I love you. Take care of yourself. If you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you, particularly if you are a creative person and you want to make shit tons of money. And you want to have those conversations and you don't want to be judged and you want to have fun with it and you want to believe that the sky is the limit for you. Call me. Let's work together. I will be on your team. You're not going to hear no from me. I'm going to say, let's do it. Let's dig in. Okay, let's figure it out. Let's play with it. We'll play energetically. We'll play with whatever strategies you have in mind. We'll dig into your intuition and have some fun. Yes, let's make living and earning a living fun. Right? Okay. If you're looking for that, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. While you're there, sign up for my newsletter. I'll send you 2 intuitive messages a week to help you create the life of your dreams. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this program. Here's to your million dollar baby. Okay. Take care.